Good morning, and let me first congratulate you for taking the time and energy to look into something that you think may be beneficial for your children. I'm confident that by the end of this short tape, you will have a great new way of not only ensuring that your children express more of the life within them and come closer to reaching their fullest potential in life, but that you and your entire family will be able to do the same. I know you care about your children. There probably isn't anything you care more for than them. In fact, for some of you, your children and their well-being is more precious than your own life. Think back to the day your child or children were born. It was undoubtedly one of the most unforgettable days of your life, and that feeling never leaves you. From that day on, you want the best for your children, don't you? You want them to be well and to do well, and I commend you for that. Especially in today's world, where it's becoming increasingly difficult to teach your children right from wrong and to protect them from the many dangers that lurk in the most unsuspecting places. Isn't that why we urge our children to get off the couch and get away from the TV or the computer or video games? So they can ride a bike or run and play and get some fresh air and exercise. Isn't that why we fight with them to eat their vegetables, to do their homework, and to go to bed early, even when they really don't want to? We do these things with the confidence that it will help them become happier, healthier, more productive adults. And that's precisely what this tape is about. For the next few minutes, I'd like you to consider another terrific way to help your children perform better in both academics and athletics, and to help them adapt to stresses in their environment, be they physical, chemical, or emotional stresses. In short, to help them express more of the life they were intended. Let's go back to the day your child or children were born. Can you remember that breathtaking and awesome feeling? The absolute miracle of life. When at a certain moment there came into your life, from seemingly out of thin air, another living being. Can you remember the tiny nose breathing the first few gasps of air? Can you remember the little lungs crying out as they began to adapt to an entirely new environment? Can you remember the very tiny little fingers and toes in just the right place and the perfect size? Life is really cool stuff, isn't it? There's just no way, though, that this happens all by chance. Clearly, the body is organized, and it knows how to be well. If it can put these lovely little creatures together in such a perfect manner in just 9 months without any help from man or our educated minds, then it certainly must have within it an intelligence that continually organizes and orchestrates all of the many complexities of the body. Wouldn't you agree? The fact is, even in that very tiny baby, the wisdom of the body uses the nerve system to conduct all kinds of business without anyone giving it a second thought. You know, a baby can circulate blood and make new living tissue as well as the smartest, most educated guy on the planet. The baby can digest food, of course in smaller portions at first, but then increasingly bigger and more complicated food as the child continues to grow. And from this digested food, the baby is able to make new cells and living tissue to support its ever-growing frame. No one tells it how to digest the food or what to do with it when it is digested. It happens independent of our conscious thought. This and almost every other function of the body is directed by this wisdom of our body, which uses the nerve system as a communication tool. It's used to develop and maintain the function of the heart, the breathing, and the immune system, as well as many, many other things. In fact, the nerve system is so vital to the well-being of the body that even in that tiny baby, it is entirely protected by bone. The brain is covered by the skull, and the spinal cord is covered by the bones of the spine. Knowing that the nerve system runs virtually every other system of the body, do you think having interference in the nerve system would be a good thing or a bad thing? I certainly hope you said a bad thing, because it absolutely is bad. Your body simply cannot express the life within it as fully as possible when interference is present in the nerve system, and consequently any number of things may not be working as well as it should. And it makes sense that if this is true for little people, then it's true for big people as well. You may be thinking, well, that all makes sense, and if my child ever gets interference in their nerve system, I'll be quick to do something about it. But let me ask you, how will you know if your child has interference in their nerve system? Will you wait for them to tell you? Will you wait for something to hurt them? I certainly hope not, because the truth is, people develop interferences in their nerve system all the time that give absolutely no indication that they are present whatsoever. Because the bones of the spine can move, they can also misalign in such a way that they create these interferences in the nerve system. Let me ask you, would you know right now if your heart was beating a little slower than it should? Would you know if your body was unable to make a sufficient amount of white blood cells? Would you know whether your liver was cleaning your blood properly or not? The answer to all of these questions, and to many, many other questions, is a resounding no. You simply cannot know. It's funny how medicine knows that there's a lot that we don't know, and that's why they continue to do research for cures for things like cancer, heart disease, asthma, diabetes, and really a multitude of other diseases. The fact is, there's a whole lot more that we don't even know we don't know. Let's go back and take a minute to consider some of the things that might cause an interference in the nerve system. Do you think falling on your tailbone might rack the spine sufficiently to misalign a bone ever so slightly that it causes interference to the nerve system? Of course, it absolutely can. Now let me ask you, did your child fall on his or her tailbone at all when they were learning to walk? I'm sure you're saying yes, probably hundreds, maybe thousands of times. Or how about this? Has your child, since learning to walk, fallen out of bed or off their bike? Have they stood on their heads or learned to do a somersault? Have they learned to roller skate or skateboard? Have they started to bend over their books to study and do their homework, forcing their small necks into unnatural positions for long periods of time? Do they play football, soccer, or do they wrestle, either as a sport or with you and their brothers and sisters? Do they swing a bat, a club, or a racket? Do they play a musical instrument? Have they gone through puberty when their bodies are raging with chemical changes that stress them and everyone around them out? Well, parents, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this list goes on and on and on. All of these things can create misalignments in the spinal bones that create interference in the nerve system and then keep the body from working the way that it should. But what's more important than how long this list is where the list begins. And that's with the very trauma of birth itself. In being delivered, many times the child is pulled and twisted through the birth canal. It's odd because as soon as the child is born, everyone is very careful with the baby's head and neck. But in being born, almost anything goes. I'm sure you've heard of forceps delivery and vacuum deliveries. These are extraordinarily high-force deliveries. But even in a so-called natural birth, a spinal bone can become misaligned in such a way as to create interference in the nerve system without presenting any symptoms whatsoever. If that is true, how long are you going to be willing to leave it there? Even if your child didn't develop interference in their nerve system at birth, the question becomes, have they done any of these other things that we've listed? Obviously, the answer is yes, probably many of these things. Then the chances are great that your child has at least some interference in their nerve system right this minute. Interference that's keeping them from expressing their fullest potential in life. I know you want what's best for your child. I know you feel your child deserves every opportunity in this life. I know you want to help your child in every way you possibly can. Why don't you look into having your child's spine checked for vertebral subluxation? These are small misalignments in the spinal bones that create interference in the nerve system and keep the body from expressing its fullest potential in life. Exactly what we've been talking about in these last few minutes. Why don't you call the number on this tape today and find out more about this simple and effective means of helping your child get more out of life. While you're at it, you can have your own spine checked too. You'll be happy that you did, and your children will thank you someday. Wishing you and your children a long and prosperous life, I am Judy Campanelli for the Foundation for the Advancement of Chiropractic Education. Thanks so much for listening.